Hello and welcome to the newest episode of the Social Speak Network podcast. I'm Caitlin McDonald, and I am so excited to have Rod Thomas on our show today. Rod Thomas is a director of regional sales for Scorpion Healthcare, an award-winning digital marketing partner that has helped more than 250 hospitals and healthcare providers improve their digital presence and achieve their business goals. Rod has consulted on digital strategy for healthcare organizations of varying size and services, including individual provider practices, private orthopedic groups, addiction treatment centers, small rural hospitals, and major health systems. Rod is a graduate of Northwestern University and lives in the Chicago area with his wife and two amazing children. So I'm so excited to have Rod on the show today. Let's give him a warm welcome. All right. Welcome, Rod. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
No, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Great. So to kick things off, tell us a little bit about your background in digital marketing.
Well, I've been at Scorpion for over 2 years now, and that's really where I got my start in digital marketing. I've been solely focused on healthcare in those 2 years. So I've entered into this realm as a Scorpion employee and kind of been brought up through their training program. And I've worked, over that time, I've worked with a lot of different organizations. I've worked with rural hospitals, so critical access hospitals, and they have a unique set of circumstances, unique challenges, all the way up to large multi-hospital systems, which is another whole game. I worked with addiction treatment centers and in an individual doctor practices or larger physician groups. So it's within healthcare, but even within, you think healthcare has a lot in common, it seems like a very specific vertical, but even within healthcare, there are a lot of different groups and business goals and challenges that each group faces on a regular basis. So I've enjoyed learning about all of those different aspects of those groups and helping them figure out what you can do online to make connections with your community, because it's all very different.
Yeah, and some of the messaging that you really have with all of these different types of practices has to be very different. Someone dealing with addiction is going to be very different than, the customer lifetime journey of somebody who needs a knee replacement. So it's really, how do you speak to both of those?
Even within hospitals, you take a critical access hospital and their primary one, well, not a, a very, a primary objective of theirs is just to keep their market from feeling like they have to go to a big city to get a higher level of care. And they're often, they often have fewer resources than other hospitals. So than urban hospitals. Mm-hmm. So that's their focus. But if you turn and look at urban hospitals, they have competitors down the street. And so they're competing against just the other organizations that serve that market. So even those two comparisons, a rural hospital trying to just maintain its market versus a larger hospital in a city that's trying to, elbow its way up with the competitors that it has down the street.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. So Rod, your business is really a one-stop solution for technology and marketing. How does this differ from a typical approach to digital marketing?
Well, I don't know that there is a typical approach to digital marketing. I was trying to think like what would be typical. I don't really know. So, there are so many companies out there that do quote unquote digital marketing. There are not a lot of barriers to entry into the space. You can build a website and basically say, I've got experience managing Google AdWords and Facebook. And Facebook campaigns, and you're off to the races. So there's a lot of competition out there. I think you've got people who build websites on certain platforms, or in whether it's an open source or proprietary platform. You've got other people or agencies that do we do digital marketing. You've also got agencies that are more broad based agencies that are we do everything. We do print, TV, film, print, TV, branding, all of your entire marketing service line, all those channels. So I'd say what sets us apart is our specialization in digital. And so combined with our history and the technology platform that we've built, we've been in the business for 18 years, which is like grandfather, you know, that's a pretty substantial history. And we've invested in over that time in our platform and our systems so that we are really pushing the boundaries of what's possible and being able to drive efficiencies with that system. So having a platform where you have the website, you have your landing pages, you're able to track and have transparency on all of those entry points into the system, so to speak, so that if, not to get too into the weeds here, but if somebody clicks on an ad and they look at the landing page, but they don't convert, they don't, in other words, they're not making a phone call or filling out a form, but later they come back to your website, if it's on our system, we actually can see, all right, we've noted them when they clicked on the ad. We realize when they come back, they're not necessarily an organic lead. This is somebody who actually saw an ad, they just didn't convert until later. But that platform has a lot of intricacy built into it that gives us a big advantage in the space.
Awesome. And I'm assuming you're going to come back to talk about that a little bit more when we talk about Scorpion. But let's keep going with these digital marketing questions. So what current trends are you seeing for health centers with digital marketing in 2019?
Oh, well, I mean, healthcare continues to be slow to adapt. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say two things here. I'm going to give them a bit of a pass on one end because healthcare is just different. It's not the same as shopping at Amazon or Target or Best Buy online. I mean, you're dealing with HIPAA issues. You're dealing with your private personal health information. So there are different obstacles in healthcare to do this responsibly. But that being said, healthcare is just not been as advanced in terms of addressing the opportunity to connect with their community online. Mm. And when they do make an aggressive move, they often just get it wrong. So that's a trend. That's one trend. And the other trend I would say just in terms of like digital marketing in general is video. I mean, video is king. I mean, that type of content is really, people respond very differently and kind of have a closer connection with video. And we're just seeing a lot of that's paying dividends down the road if you're investing in that video and having that opportunity, which is, that's a big trend, I would say.
Huge trend, yeah. And are there any tactics that were expected to perform well or had a lot of hype but failed to take hold or deliver the results that they want to in 2018?
I don't know that there are tactics. I think we're often monitoring the platforms that are kind of popping up online, like Snapchat, for example, or Oath, which maybe not too many people know about, but those types of platforms that are kind of all of a sudden held up as the next opportunity to connect, and they don't really take shape. Mm-hmm. They don't take hold the way that you anticipate. And that's, I think that comes back to a very key component, which is understanding that we can't control consumer behavior.
Yes.
That's key. I mean, we can't force people to interact on Snapchat in a way that they're not doing naturally. And Twitter is the same. You know, you can't force Twitter to be a platform that it's not. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to learn to do is just respond to the consumer behavior that we're tracking online and getting a message that's going to resonate with the right person at the right time on the right platform.
I think that's a really interesting point. You know, you always want to pay attention to what the data says, but you also need to pay attention to the messaging that you're actually putting out there and if it aligns with the actions that people are used to taking on that specific social media network. So you can't just throw it out saying, no, this is never going to work. Find a way, if you really want to make it work, find a way to make that messaging really stick with the people who are on that network.
Right. And find a way that you can connect with them.
Yes.
If the message may be on point, but it just may be the delivery system that's wrong.
Yes, exactly. So what are the top three things that a healthcare center should be doing online to see a return from their digital marketing efforts?
Well, I mean, you have to get your economics right. You have to tie what you're doing to your business goals. We tend to get squirrely on this. I mean, these are business issues. And so we're going to talk, you have to consider what the lifetime value of a patient is. What does that revenue look like that you're going to generate from a patient? And what is the cost of acquiring a patient? Mm-hmm. And those, we think of healthcare, there is a mission to healthcare, and we hate kind of talking about the economics of it. But if you're not taking care of the economics of it, you're going to be out of business.
You can't
sustain. If you're spending more than you're taking in, you're not going to be able to serve that mission. Mm-hmm. And so I often kind of frame this in terms of, look, if you take care of these business issues, you're going to improve your business, but you're also going to improve the health outcomes of the people in your community, because you're going to be connecting with the people who need your service quicker, getting them help earlier, hopefully, and getting them back to their life healthier and with better health outcomes. And so that's the top thing I would say, and I kind of went off a tangent here, but like, get your economics right.
Yeah.
The second thing I would say is develop a strategy and stick with it. People often are saying, well, I tried it for a month and didn't see anything. That's not adequate. If you're trying to dip your toes in and out and trying to really make a lot of adjustments and try this and then try that and trying to just pull levers to see which one's going to work, you're not going to see the return. So be thoughtful about developing a strategy and then put it on the field, so to speak, mm-hmm. and then watch it. You're not going to get it right away. So it's going to require some adjustments. So don't give up on that. And then the third thing I would say is you have to track everything. This is not like putting an ad in a newspaper in the old days or even putting a billboard up. You can track, you can tie consumer behavior to your campaign.
Yeah.
And so you need to be able to track, okay, how many leads are we generating? How many patients are we getting in the door off of this marketing campaign? So you know what's working. Mm-hmm. This goes beyond like the number of impressions or just the cost per click. Knowing the cost per click, if you're monitoring your results based on the cost per click, you're monitoring the wrong thing, because that's not tied to revenue. You could waste tons of money just trying to get to the lowest cost per click, because it's just somebody clicking your ad, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the right person. So yes. Really making sure you're tracking the back end to say, okay, how are we doing in terms of generating patients and revenue with this investment?
And I like how Scorpion, with your own system, you have a way to track, not only if somebody became a patient or a lead that first time that they clicked the ad, but also if they came back, a week later, a month later, after they've already seen the ad and they come back to your website to then book an appointment. I think that that's so powerful, because it provides even more information about, that cost to acquire. It will bring that down and really, show you the long-term effects of the strategy that you have in place.
Yeah, it's that data is important. And even with that system, it's difficult. I mean, it's not perfect, but you've got to start somewhere.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Look, there are a lot of different data points. It's not just somebody's clicking on an ad and it's not always somebody's just clicking on an ad, calling you, and that's a conversion. This ad may be a point that they've talked to their friends, they've looked at reviews. There are a lot of different points, online and offline, that go into establishing trust. And that's really what it is: connection and trust with a potential patient. But the data is important, even though it's not perfect. It's important to make sure that you know what's happening if you're investing that money.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the top strategy that should be followed, but often marketing teams get wrong?
The top strategy, as opposed to the tactic, and I want to try and make a difference here.
Yeah, and you can answer the top tactic as well. I think both are very, very important.
Strategy is good, because the tactics change. I mean, the tactics, as we discussed, even with like an orthopedic group, the tactics are going to be different. If you're trying to connect with a dad or a guy who's out playing softball on the weekends in a league, and he wrecks his knee, there's going to be a different tactic to connect with him versus connecting with, say, like somebody like my father, who's in his 70s and golfs and probably needs a knee replacement, but he's not looking for it. Like, those are different. So you're going to have different tactics depending on which person you're speaking to. The marketing strategy, the top strategy that should be followed but often gets wrong is empathy. Is really empathy. Focusing on the patient. We think that technology is like that, just launching a pay-per-click campaign and that these tech tools are going to get the job done. But it is important to realize that it is a tool. It's not, it's an avenue. It's a way to connect with someone. It is not the connection. Google, Facebook, YouTube, these are delivery systems. And so effective marketing is not about how much you're doing. It's about connecting with the patient, putting yourself in their shoes, understanding their fears in the moment, the need that they have at that moment in time, and then treating them with empathy. It's the first chance you have to serve them as a patient. And if you can serve them as a patient before they've even picked up the phone or set up an appointment, you're going a long way to winning them as a patient in your office.
Yes, that is so important. I mean, really, it's important in any industry. You have to really know your story and those pain points of your consumers or patients. So I love that answer. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll say one other thing on it. And something that I hear a lot when I get on a call with someone is like, we need to be doing social media. We're not doing it. We need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like we have to check. It sounds like we have to check that box.
Yes.
And it's like, well, first of all, yes, there's a great opportunity on social media to connect, but not just to do it to do it. I mean, if you're just going to do it and say, hey, happy 4th of July from, you know, the Thomas Doctor Group or happy Memorial, that's not, mm-hmm. I mean, that's checking the box.
Yes.
But it's not really thinking in terms of where you can connect and how you can connect with someone. So that's the difference. I would kind of specifically differentiate the two.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So your business is Scorpion. It's a top-ranked agency for healthcare practices. Can you tell us a little bit more about your company and the services?
Sure. Well, we've been in business for, as I said, 18 years. We actually got our start in the legal industry. Back in the day. So that's the Scorpion started as a marketing agency to help law firms develop their websites, get found online through SEO and through then ads to help lawyers connect with potential clients and help them build their client base.
Mm-hmm.
We branched out since then. We do like home services, and we also have done healthcare for over 10 years. Our chief revenue officer, and I'm going to paraphrase what he says here. He says, we're in the quote unquote, oh no, verticals. In other words, everything was fine yesterday. Something happened today. And all of a sudden, oh no, I need a lawyer, or oh no, I need a plumber, or oh no, I need a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so those oh no moments are people are reaching for their phones now. It's like, oh no, I've got a need, and I pull up my phone. So that's where the connection point is. So over that time, we've developed our own system, and I've talked about it's a platform that's is a CMS that holds the website. And from the very beginning, when we start developing, we're developing with an eye on SEO. We're doing SEO services. We're doing paid ads where on any channel that's online, any different connecting point. So primarily, we talk about Google or Facebook, but that includes Waze and programmatic or native advertising and retargeting and geotargeting, all of those different tactics. We're doing listings management. We're helping with reputation monitoring. We're doing content marketing. So as much as we can provide in terms of one partner for our clients that will solve as many issues of their digital footprint, their online presence as possible.
Great.
So that they're not trying to juggle multiple vendors and trying to get everybody to work to work nice together.
Yes.
So that's really is what we stick to, really being very specific in terms of like delivering our technology and our marketing expertise.
Mm-hmm.
That's our team that knows, can talk and understand what the business goals of a particular company are, and then develop strategies based on those goals, and then help them monitor it and optimize it over time. And that's an important aspect of what we do is regularly checking in, following what's happening and making adjustments as we go, whether the business objectives are changed or whether the market has changed. If there are market conditions that require a change, you have to make sure that you're just not assuming that everything is working now the way it worked even, you know, two months ago.
Yeah. And I mean, really a lot of digital marketing and sponsored advertising is at the whim of, you know, whoever you're doing the advertising through. We recently saw a change with how, lead optimization campaigns were working on Facebook and are testing, you know, almost exclusively now using the lead form directly on Facebook rather than sending someone to a landing page. And how does that conversion rate differ? And that's something, you know, if the platforms never change, then it would make marketing a little bit easier. But consumers change, the platforms change and everything. So you have to really stay on top of that.
Right. The rules change. I mean, yes, absolutely. And Google's always making changes. Facebook's, I mean, they're trying to optimize and make sure, you know, so when they make a change, you've got to, you're not going to know exactly, you may not know exactly what the implications are right away.
Exactly. So, yeah. So lastly, are there any digital marketing strategies that your team is currently testing that you don't think many other agencies are implementing for their clients?
I would say this platform that we're developing on is really unique. And so it's the advances we're making in terms of machine learning, and it's a form of AI where the platform itself is tracking conversions across multiple variables and adjusting based on those variables. So in other words, you have industry standards, right? There's certain benchmarks in the industry, and I'll throw out, you know, I've heard, you know, typically mobile devices convert at a rate 20% greater than desktop. So let's just say that's, you know, that may or that is about average, right? Mm-hmm. And so our system is going to track that, but it's also going to not assume that 20% is the standard. It's going to investigate. It's going to take a look at the specific campaign, the specific industry, the specific market. And it may be in a particular market that's actually higher. It may actually, these campaigns may convert at like 30% on mobile or less. It could be less. And our system is what we're developing, the system that's going to adjust the spend and adjust the budget based on those variables as they that are unique to the specific campaign, unique to the specific client. So it's adjusting geographical targets, it's adjusting time of day, adjusting device. It could be keywords, it could even be content, you know, ad content tone. We may have, you know, we're constantly doing A to B testing, and a lot of people do A to B tests, but to have a system that is doing it automatically as opposed to a person coming in and taking a look and having to do that comparison. I know that that is going to change the game.
Yes.
For our clients when this system is, and we've tested it in a lot of different verticals, and it's really effective when you see a machine just kind of making those adjustments and shifting tactics and shifting budgets on the fly based on the actual data that it's seeing. And that's a very powerful tool that, comes from 18 years. It's not something that someone can put together
right
away. And being able to bring that to someone like a sole practitioner, like a small orthopedics group, or you know, our other verticals, a couple of guys who are a couple of lawyers, or even a plumbing company, being able to bring that type of power to their campaigns, I think is gonna change the game for them.
So powerful.
It's exciting. It's exciting. Yeah. I'm excited about our team that is very good at this. I mean, we often have meetings where we're talking about it, learning more about it, and it is exciting to see what they're doing and how this could really help potential clients.
Definitely. So Rod, is there anything I should have asked but I didn't?
I mean, you could have asked about my golf game, but that would have been a very good question. I'm in Chicago coming out of the winter and my golf game is terrible. That's not a good question. No, I don't think so. No, this has been great. And I don't know that there is There's a lot of things you could have asked, but it's been a pleasure talking to you. I really I get a kick out of figuring these things out with clients, and so it's always a puzzle, right? Because each office is different and each market is different. So it's something that's, my day is never the same. It's always taking somebody where they are, whether they are just starting out or whether they're already farther down the road and they're trying to get better.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be on our show and to answer these questions for the interview. I know that you spent some time thinking about what your answers were going to be, so I really appreciate that. And it was very insightful hearing all of the insights. I can come up with a better word, that would be great. But it was wonderful having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Great. So thank you again to Rod for being on our show and talking more about the insights he has with Scorpion. Now, one of the biggest takeaways I have from today's podcast is the role that empathy has in your digital marketing. It is so important to be empathetic in everything that you do online. You need to connect with a customer, with a client, with a patient who is going through a difficult health choice. Now, maybe the health choice seems simple for you. Potentially, you're a dentist and somebody needs to come in for a routine cleaning. This could be somebody who is absolutely terrified and has had negative experiences with every dentist that they've worked with up until stepping in your door and sitting down in your seat. So you need to understand, as we've talked about in multiple episodes, that customer journey. What is their patient journey as they're going from recognizing that they might have a problem to finding a solution to actually calling up and scheduling an appointment? And how can you be empathetic to them and their situation every step of the way? Yes, the main goal of digital marketing and online marketing is to increase your bottom line revenue. But in order to do that, you need to make sure that your story and your marketing and messaging is empathetic to the customers who are out there. So again, my name's Caitlin McDonald. You've been listening to the Social Speak podcast. Please be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Podbean, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.